Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of the weak, the virtues of the poor, and the virtues of the undistinguished Muslims. Undistinguished means ordinary people. They're not made out to be anybody special. Just ordinary people. What virtues they are for these type of people? Obviously people with iman, people would have a taluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it goes against the normal grain. Everyone thinks that a person is prominent, he's somebody. A person is distinguished, a person is strong, a person is rich, then he is somebody. But in Islam, in deen, it's not like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not interested in our bank balances. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not interested in our physical strength, as we've seen today's hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not interested in how prominent we are. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks to see at the heart. What is the quality of this person's heart? What is his ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking for. To see that what type of relationship this person has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today we'll do two hadiths and then we'll explain inshaAllah. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu an Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, innahu la ya'ti ar-rajulu as-saminu al-azim yawm al-qiyamati la yazinu inda Allahi janaha ba'udah, muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a prominent fat man means big size man, a prominent fat man, big size man will be brought on the day of Qiyamah, but he will not even be equal to the weight of the wing of a mosquito in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. In other words, his weight, yeah, what it means is that some ulama of the opinion that a person actually will be weighed on that day. And his weight now won't be his physical weight, his weight will be the level of a'mal in him. So a person has got a'mal, he'll be heavy on the scales, he'll be very, very heavy on the scales. And yet another man will be big in size, strong, muscular, outwardly looking very big. But in the hadith it's mentioned, he won't be even equal to the wing of a mosquito. No weight at all. So here we learn from this, the explanation of this hadith, is that outward physical appearance, strength, size, big size, how prominent a person is, it means nothing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not even equal to the wing of a mosquito. And on the other hand, this other hadith that we're going to do now, we'll see a person had no prominence, not even regarded as anybody special, but yet what regard he has got in the sight of Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa Nabi Hurairah radiallahu anhu anna imra'atan suda kanat taqumu al-masjid aw shaban aw qala shaban fa faqadaha aw faqadahu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fa sa'ala anha aw anhu fa qalu mata qala afala kuntum adhantumuni فكأنهم صغروا أمرها أو أمره فقال دلوني على قبره فدلوه وصلى عليها ثم قال إن هذه القبور مملوءة ظلمة على أهلها مملوءة ظلمة على أهلها وإن الله تعالى ينورها لهم بصلاة عليهم متفق عليه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that a black woman, or in some narrations it comes that a youth. But for the purposes of this and other hadiths that collaborate, we'll say that it was a black woman that she used to sweep the masjid. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not see her, or if it was a youth, did not see him, he inquired about her. Sahaba said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she passed away. So what had happened was there was a woman that would sweep the masjid. She would sweep, black woman. Sweep the masjid, that was her khidmat that she should do for the masjid. Sweep the masjid, like how you get somebody that is a caretaker who is clean. So now she passed away at night, and when she passed away at night in Sahaba, they thought to themselves that we won't disturb Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will take care of the ghusl, we will take care of the janazah, everything, and we will do it. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was observant, he knew what was happening in the community, he knew what was happening. So he didn't see this woman for some time. So he inquired, where is this person? So now the Sahaba said that she had passed away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why did you not inform me of this? In other words, an ordinary person just making simple khidmat of the masjid. So therefore sometimes we don't realize how much rewarding it is that we make some type of khidmat. Person comes, he opens the doors, closes the door, he assists. Or sometimes there's some dirt there, he cleans. Or he sees some pebbles or stones. Or something he does in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, this is something that is very great. Look at what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he inquires about this woman. So he told that she passed away, as if they considered the matter to be insignificant. They thought it was insignificant, she passed away, we made attended to the ghusl, whatever needed to be done, buried. It was something insignificant, wasn't a very prominent person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam therefore said to them that lead me to his grave or her grave. Lead me to the qabr. Where she's buried, take me to the qabr. I want to go to that qabr. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so the sahaba, they took Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made janazah salah over her qabr. Over the qabr, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that these graves are filled with darkness for the inhabitants, but Allah Ta'ala illuminates them through my salah over them. In other words, the salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam causes that whole qabr to become murani. So now, this was the importance that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to this particular woman. Black woman, nobody paid much attention, but to show us that in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how great this person is. On the other hand, you get a person that is prominent, well-known. So Islam doesn't look at the outward prominence of a person, wealth of a person, person's ability and capabilities. It looks at the person's heart and the way the person is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned, obviously, the sunnah outward is very, very important, and the sunnah inward, that is something else. But here we're talking about where a person in society is regarded as strong, a person in society is regarded as prominent, etc. It is not about that, it is about the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's one or two masail that come out of this. Ulama explained that where a person is buried, without the janazah salah being taking place, so there was no janazah salah. It may have happened that the person passed away and they buried him without the janazah salah. Then until and unless that body is not disintegrated, it's permissible to read janazah salah over the qabr of that person. It is permissible to go and read janazah salah over the qabr, so long as the janazah salah hasn't yet been made. If it's made, it's done, it's finished. But it hasn't been made, then it can be made. So this was the khususiyah, this was the speciality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he could do this. This was his speciality. Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with many things to make that special dua for this woman at that occasion. Another thing we learn from here is that when a pious person, righteous person passes away, then we should try and be present in the janazah salah. Don't say, okay, it's late now, I'm tired. It's some pious person, some person, Allah wala person. We should go out of our way to see how we can be part and parcel of that janazah salah. And lastly, the lesson we learn also is that cleaning the masjid, taking care of the masjid, doing things like this, these are things that are loved by Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should never ever look at it as something insignificant. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.